Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast, where you get to take control of your health because we give you the information you need, the latest stories, what's real and what's BS or bad science, and how you can take control of your own health. Plus a great guest, and we have a great guest coming up. I'm going to surprise you again. Just to tell you, there is a great guest. You're going to want to download that part of the podcast, listen to it too. And that's why we do this. We release these every Tuesday at 7 a.m., but you can download at your convenience, listen on demand at your convenience at RadioMD.com and iHeart and a number of other places such as ShareCare.com. By the way, you can always ask us questions. Tell me who you want to have by sending us a note at ageprooflife@gmail.com, ageprooflife@gmail.com. And you can ask me questions there too. It comes from our book, Age Proof, Living Longer Without Running Out of Money or Breaking a Hip, with great, wonderful co-author Jean Chatsky. She's the finance editor of Today, and as well as frequent guest at AARP, but she's also the help with the and designed the financial coaching program at ageproof.life, ageproof.life, and gave two magnificent interviews on podcast 824 and 826. But this is podcast number 843, and today, it's released, by the way, on 6/13/2017, 6/13, great guests coming up. And we've had a great lineup of guests, but let's get to the news stories of the week. Our wellness foreplay, the number one story, how weather influences women's risk for developing diabetes in pregnancy, so-called gestational diabetes. Wellness foreplay, early menopause puts women at greater risk of heart failure, a study shows, and not just a little increase in risk. Number three story, one in three women have C-sections. How Chicago doctors are working to change that. Northwestern, one in six. Cleveland Clinic, we're a real champion, one in eight, or just 12%. Steroid shots do little for the knee pain of arthritis is our fourth story of the week. Fifth story, most troops booted from military service for misconduct, actually have mental issues, and a fight between the GAO, the Government Accounting Office, and the Department of Defense over this. Number six, wellness foreplay. Chicken soup and zinc lozenges both help colds go away three times faster. We'll talk about how many days that is and what the dose is in a few seconds. The Ad Omegas. Confused about what's healthy? Well, guess what? A new nutritional survey shows you're not alone. In fact, 80% of people surveyed said it was easier to do their taxes. This is amazing to me because I know how tough doing taxes are. Easier to do their taxes than to figure out what to eat. Number eight story of the week. A low-carb diet may help correct habitual eating behaviors, a new study finds. But be careful, this may be BS. It's sponsored by a low-carb food manufacturer. Wellness foreplay, the number nine story, is the same as the number one. How did I screw up and do that? But it is how weather influences a woman's risk of pregnancy. I'm only going to tell you that story once. We'll get to it in a few seconds. And the number nine story of the week, which is really number eight, there is none. You've heard all those top stories of the week. Let's get to them now as we go through the top stories of the week. The first of those stories is exactly what we started. I can't believe I've done that. Again, it is why the weather increases or why the weather influences a woman's chance of getting gestational diabetes or what is called diabetes during pregnancy. Well, how does this work? It turns out that global warming apparently increases the risk of gestational diabetes, not by a little, but by almost a doubling. That is from 4.6% to women who have children born during cold weathers, cold outdoor weathers, as opposed to 7.7% during warmer temperatures. And every 10 degree centigrade increase, that's about almost every 18 degree Fahrenheit increase, was tied to a 6% increase in the risk of women developing gestational diabetes. So a huge effect on just a little bit of weather. Why? We don't know. We have no idea why, but it's been consistent among a number of studies, and in fact, it means that you want to move to a cold climate to have your child born. Early menopause puts women at greater risk of heart failure. Women who start menopause earlier have a greater risk of being taken to a hospital for heart failure. This was a United States study that also showed that women who have never given birth have more than a twofold increase of a common form of heart failure. This is a study of 28,000 women known in the Women's Health Initiative study, and they looked at people who were over the age of 47. That's the average age when menopause starts. And they were followed up for an average age of 13 years. To show you, although it's 28,000 people, only 1,400 developed heart failure, or about 6%. So it's not, heart failure isn't as common as a heart attack or stroke or even breast cancer or even dementia. Nevertheless, every year later the woman experienced menopause, the team found that she had a 1% decrease in her risk. Also, if you've given birth, if you've had a child, you decrease your risk by 2/3. That's a huge decrease. It's thought that the high estrogen level is somehow protective, and the longer you go with high estrogen levels, that is, the later menopause occurs, the lower your chance of having heart failure. One in three women have C-sections. That's 33%. At Northwestern, it's 16%. At the Cleveland Clinic, it's around 12%. And the point is that C-section increases the risk of complications for the mother, increases the risk of complications for the baby, and not just a little, pretty substantially. So we want to lower the number of C-sections that are done for convenience or for someone's scheduling ability. They carry more risk, longer recovery. Try and avoid them. And all Chicago docs are trying to do this now, already in process in Cleveland and probably a number of other cities. But remember, the U.S. rate is still 1 in 3. And the appropriate rate is probably 1 in 10. Steroid shots do little for knee pain. This is a study of 140 people who had steroid shots or not, and done by a very excellent chief of rheumatology at Tufts Medical Center, Dr. Timothy McClendon. I followed his work a lot. He's excellent. And what he said is, overall, that is, if you look at 6 months later, the difference between the two groups in pain, that is the group that got the steroid shots versus didn't, stiffness, and how well they can stand from a seated position, or how well they walk, is not different between the two groups. So maybe it is inflammation that's causing the arthritis, but since steroids decrease a lot of inflammation, doesn't seem like at least it's steroid responsive in inflammation. So check with your doc about this and his views of this before you accept your steroid shot. One of the most interesting stories, disturbing stories, I suppose, and that's caused a debate between the government accounting office and the Department of Defense, is that those troops who've been booted from the military for misconduct, how many of them had medical problems that should have been treated? Well, the GAO says something over 80% of them should have had treatment for their medical issues, as opposed to the Department of Defense say it's just 2 or 3% have a problem that relates to their ability to function normally. That is, they don't have many mental issues. Chicken soup and zinc lozenges help colds go away 3 times faster. What do I mean by 3 times faster? Well, instead of it taking 5 days for a cold to go away, it goes away in 1.7 days. So in 1/3 the time. How big is this? Zinc lozenges, 100 milligrams. You don't want to get more than 70 in a day, but they're 100 milligram tablets are what made it go away, so don't take them every day. And that 100 milligrams for the zinc lozenges, equivalent to 3 bowls of chicken soup a day. I don't know of any side effect from the chicken soup. We don't know what the active ingredient is in the chicken soup, but I use the chicken soup with regularity. By the way, you hear me hoarse. I yell at the, it's actually interesting, as I've gotten older, when I yell at the Cavs games, you know, the Cavs are playing, and I hope they're still playing because I record these a couple days earlier, but are playing the Golden State Warriors for the NBA championship. And when I yell at the games, I get hoarse. And if I then go on a plane right afterwards, I'm much more likely to develop an upper respiratory infection. But if I have chicken soup and have it for 3 or 4 days afterwards, even just one bowl for 3 or 4 days each day, I have much less risk of developing a upper respiratory infection. I suppose those of you out there who say, listening to this, who are not avid basketball fans, would just say, stop going to the basketball game, or don't yell as loudly at the game, or don't yell at the ref so much. I should tell you, the people in the seats next to us are the commissioner of basketball. That is, I sit in seats next to Adam Silver and to the head referee, head of refereeing, etc., who are there. They're the NBA executive seats. And so all I can do is whisper to their, oh, what a lousy ref. How'd you hire him? What a bad call. You've got to review this ref before he gets renewed next year. Anyway, unfortunately, I yell, hey, loudly to the refs, use your good eye, you know, the other one, while they're reffing the game, but I yell too much of it, and that's why, yeah, and so many of you who are listening would say, just don't yell at the games. I can't do that. I'm a captive of my sporting heritage. Confused about what's healthy? Well, 82% of people, that's right, 8 in 10 said they're confused about what's healthy, and 8 in 10 said it was easier to do their taxes accurately than to choose food accurately. Oh, gosh. Here's another one of those stories that I think is BS. Low-carb diets may help correct habitual eating behaviors, a new study. This study was published in a good journal, the FASEB Journal, but it only was 20 people. They were obese men and women, half of each, and they got low-carb foods. And what did they find? They were able to lose a significant amount of body weight over a year, 12 pounds. They were able to reduce their waist circumference by about 2 inches. I want to tell you, when I work with patients, they lose more than that in 6 months. And they lose much more weight than that and much more waste than that in 6 months. nonetheless, and you're welcome to call the Cleveland Clinic Wellness Institute or our executive health program, either one where I both see patients in both, and sign up for our programs and our coaching. There is a out-of-pocket charge for the coaching, but nonetheless, we succeed more than this study did. But they said that the baseline craving for sweet food, which was present in 45% of these people, went down to about 10% after about 6 months. And they attribute this to the low-carb food. You got to remember, this paper was sponsored by Atkins Nutritionals, so it raises questions about the vested interests or biases in the study, and the intervention was not controlled or didn't have a control group, so we don't know what other coaching or telling patients or other food choices might have done. Nevertheless, if you've got a crazy craving for high sugar foods, going on a low-carb diet may be just the trick. You've been listening to the Owner's Manual podcast, a show that lets you take control, helps you take control of your health so you can live at the highest point. Remember, you control your genes. Whether your genes are on or not are largely under your control. Which genes you have, well, that was due to your parents and luck and whatever else you want to say. But whether your genes are on or not, that's under your control, and this show helps you take control of your genes. We have a great guest coming up. Don't go away. Download podcast 843 to hear that guest again. And this is You, the Owner's Manual. You want to hear anything about it? Just download for 843 or just listen to it again. And by the way, you want to send us a question or comment? ageprooflife@gmail.com. ageprooflife@gmail.com. We'll be back next week with new news and in a few seconds with the guest of the week. Thanks, Sonar, for great engineering, and especially thanks to you, those 50,000 plus of you who are downloading this podcast every week, for listening.